أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق. Sadaqallahul Azim. The last few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those aspects of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was unique only to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about all those aspects that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself would not tolerate if any harm is meted out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to give us some social etiquette, and reference is made more especially to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but these rules and these guidance and guidelines will be general. It was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made nikah to our mother Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had held a walima feast in his house. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent out Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to invite the people. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, and just by way of an example, when an area is small, then obviously the dastarkhan, the tablecloth will also be small. So Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed him to call a few people at a time. So few people at a time would come and they would eat and they would leave. And then Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go himself, or he would send someone else to call the next lot of people. And like that, people came in and out of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of all this, when everyone had finished, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, is there anyone left? I said, there is no one left that I can see, that I can call. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lift up the food. He lifted up the food, but three of the Sahaba had sat in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they continued talking amongst themselves like how people normally talk after a dawat. But obviously this is the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, it is not a very big house, it is an absolutely small house. On the other hand, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now in this way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the house. He does not want to tell these people that they should leave. He fell obviously bashful, his modesty would not allow it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out, he visited the other azwaj. Then Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when these people left, it was either me or someone else that informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. Now that is the backdrop of this ayah. And then we find also other narrations that some people would walk past the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they would wait around, they will mull around, and they will watch the preparation of the food. This was obviously before the laws of hijab and parda was revealed, and they would wait for the preparation of the food to take place so they could also partake of the food of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with regards to all these kinds of incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي, do not enter the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إلا أن يؤذن لكم, except that you are given permission. In other words, either you are invited towards them, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allows you to come, إلى طعامٍ, for any kind of meal whatsoever, غير ناظرين إنا, without looking at the preparation of the food. And this is the general rule now, that whenever we are invited to any place, we should not go so absolutely early, and we should wait there and obviously cause inconvenience to the host and If it is obviously some very close family relative, there is that relationship in which there is no formality, we are going to help. All those will be exclusions. But the whole gist of the ayat is that do not cause the cliff when you are invited to anyone by going absolutely early if you are not welcomed at that particular time. Walakin idha du'itum, but when you are invited to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam or any other place, fadkhulu, then enter. Faidha ta'imtum, now when the food is placed in front of you and then you partake of the food, fantashiru, then disperse, go away after you have eaten the food. Don't sit there and get engaged in different discussions. Wala musta'nisina li hadith, getting engaged in different forms of dialogue, in different forms of conversations, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the rationale and Allah says, إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِي النَّبِي, certainly this created harm, difficulty for the Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكُمْ, but obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of the greatest caliber insofar as his character was concerned, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt shy. It was his modesty that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not ask these people to leave. Now some of the commentators, the fuqaha, have written that if it is in such a place, or we know for definite that if we sit around and we talk after we have participated of the meal in any form of dawat, etc., it will not cause any harm to our host, then obviously there will be no difficulty in that, there will be no harm in that. But especially when we find that the area is small, the place is small, the household, the women folk need to clean up, etc., then obviously we should be considerate to them also. Wallahu la yastahi min al-haqq. The reality was this, that the responsibility of propagating this deen, to teach adab, was the responsibility given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself felt bashful, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here took the responsibility to inform us about these important aspects. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.